Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking about how ManyChat just raised $140 million to integrate AI into their already very successful messaging platform. So we're going to talk about what that means for ManyChat, the app, and then also how it could make you more money. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so if you've ever wanted to grow and scale your business or career with AI, Jamie and I, every single week, we record an exclusive video breaking down a different AI tool we use or a different workflow we use or a different AI side hustle that we're doing that's making us money. So for me, a lot of times, it's talking about how I'm using AI to grow and scale software companies. Jamie talks a lot of time about using AI for different things that he does on his YouTube channel with over 140,000 subscribers, how he's using AI to help with his Airbnb business and his real estate business, a whole bunch of interesting side hustles he's doing. So we break these down. We've been doing it for a year. So we have over 50 videos that are absolute gems. Like, we don't publish these anywhere else. The only place you can get really are like secret, top secret secrets, like our secret sauce. We share good stuff on this podcast, don't get me wrong, but our secret sauce is on the school community. So if you want to become a member, join over 350 other members. It is $19 a month. In the future, we're going to raise it to $100 a month, but right now it is at a discount. So if you get it at $19 a month, you can lock in that price. It won't ever be raised on you. Everyone shares their different ideas. People respond. You get amazing feedback from great business owners and other people doing side hustles, how much money they're making. All the numbers we don't share publicly, it's all in the group. So check it out. The link is in the description. All right, let's get into ManyChats. This is an interesting story. ManyChats is a business that I personally have used. So I'll talk a little bit about my use cases that I've used it for. I think you actually probably could hopefully get some good insights. But I guess, Jamie, just off the top of your head, like, what was your thought on raising $140 million for this?
Yeah, I actually was a little bit shocked by this article because it says that there's only 1.5 million customers that they have. And I've been familiar with ManyChat for about 3 years now. If you're not familiar with it, what it is a plugin, a workflow plugin for your like Instagram. So if you've ever been on Instagram and you've seen somebody say comment, you know, gold to ebook for free and I'll send it to you, then basically what it is an automation to send you the link to their lead magnet essentially. So I've used this in the past and it's very effective. It actually is more effective than putting like a link in your Instagram story, because people don't click those, and it also hurts your engagement rate, where if they send you a message that shows Instagram that you know, whatever you posted is interesting. So all that to say, it's a very useful app for sales within Instagram and other apps. And it's really, from my understanding, I thought it was a lot more popular. It had more users, but apparently only 1.5 million people are using it. So that's kind of why, you know, sometimes we see like billion-dollar investments and things like that, but this is 140 million, still significant. Jaden, what do you see like moving forward with this app? What have you experienced with it in the past?
So in the past, what I actually used it for was I was working with a furniture company. And we would make a post on Instagram, which was typically like a giveaway. So they'd be like giving away like a new sofa or like a new, you know, circle spinny chair thing that's like trendy. It's like all this like really trendy furniture. And they would do these giveaways. And to enter the giveaway, you do, like you said, it was just like, you know, comment, like giveaway and like tag three friends or whatever. And we actually used ManyChat to go through. So we didn't have, this wasn't like, you know, someone manually doing it. And it would grab all of the people that had entered, that had like tagged people and that had said like whatever the keyword was, and then it initiated a chat with them. Actually, you know what? I think they just said the keyword and that triggered the chat, which would just say like, you know, thanks for entering the keyword to get into the draw. Okay, so it wasn't tag three friends. Now I'm remembering the whole flow. Hopefully this is useful though. So it was like, they did the keyword. We sent him a message. We're like, thanks for entering it to get into the draw. We have a couple questions that we want to ask you. First, what's your email? So we know like who to send the email to, what's your phone number? And they would went like, you'd reply. So it becomes like a chat interface. And then the final thing after we tried, like the whole idea was try to get more reviews on their Google listing. So it'd like email this and then be like, could you leave us an honest review? So we're not telling them they have to do 5 stars because I think that's against Google's terms of service. But I think it was like, would you leave us an honest review? And then I use like 5-star emojis to really try to encourage people to leave 5 stars, but without saying it, you know what I mean? And then it would be like, it was, I think we might even had like buttons. It's like, how do you view show home furniture? And then we had like 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. And depending on which of those stars they clicked on, we would give them a different link. So if they were like 1-star, we would throw them a link that was like, it was like their support page, like, oh, we're so sorry you don't have a good experience. Like, how can we help you? And if it was like 4 or 5 stars, we'd throw them the link that was like, thanks so much, leave us a review. So you can actually use that. It's a really clever selection process. I've seen like dental offices and other places use as well. They'll send you an email and they're like, hey, how do you rate our services? And like, depending on what it's like, which of the stars you, how many stars you rate them, they send you to like, give us a review if it's really good. And, you know, let us give you feedback if it's, or give us some feedback if it's bad. So, you know, they're not prompting people to give them bad reviews. Anyways, what I found really interesting about ManyChats back in the day was once people did this, you got added to, they got added to your like message system. So you could send them cold DMs if they had, if you had a conversation with someone and they initiated it, which they all did because of the way we like set it up, or they like responded, whatever. You could send them cold DMs. And I think there was like a limit with Facebook at the time. And I'm curious to see if it's still there right now. But it was like, you could send them like 3 cold DMs before Facebook would kind of like auto opt you out or whatever with the mini chats. But it was really cool because when we would send them cold DMs, so what we'd do is like a week after that whole contest thing, we would send them a message, which was just like a picture. And it was like a $50, you know, gift card to Show Home Furniture. But like, so yeah, they could go take it. But like everything in the store is like, you know, expensive couches and chair, like beds and whatever. So it just got people in the door, you know, they could go look around. $50 gift card, the store would just kind of eat that as like the promotion value of getting someone into the store. And I guess they could get like cheaper stuff. I don't know if they're, I can't remember if there's stipulations, like they had to spend at least like $200 or something to redeem it. I can't remember. But in any case, we would send them that gift card. And so we could cold DM them. And the open rate on that message with the gift card was like, I think it was like 92% open rate. So like if you're talking about email or text message, the thing that was so cool about ManyChats was like the open rate of these people was like insanely high. So we would get thousands of people in these funnels and then we'd be able to send them like kind of like marketing message, but we tried to do, you know, value add, like a gift card or like, thanks so much, or here's a message, or here's a video that we just thought you would like, or you know what I mean? Like not too spammy or salesy, because people can opt out of it. And if they don't reply for a couple times, then I think they like automatically get opted out. So you need to like, you'd always be like, send them a gift card and be like, you know, say yes if you want us to activate the gift card or something like that. You know what I mean? So they'd like respond and then you could keep them in the funnel. But yeah, this was kind of the idea of ManyChats. I think it absolutely crushed it back in the day and I've seen it really pivot. Well, not pivot, but do a lot with Instagram that's really valuable. So $150 million. I think that they'll crush it as far as, yeah, growing the business.
Yeah, I mean, so like if you've never used it, it's really easy to use. I love it. It's basically like you make your own flow chart. So it's like you start with your original message. Like if they comment, it sends them, you know, your original message. And then depending on what they choose, it'll send them a different message, kind of just like Jaden said. And it kind of goes in like a flow. So you're kind of, you know, directing them to the page you want them to end on. So already the conversion rates are really high, but I think adding AI to their software would really kind of take it to the whole next level, because you could basically train the AI to, you know, what do you want to sell them or what do you want them to do, and then kind of answer their questions along the way, and it'd feel a little bit more natural than clicking on, you know, selecting a response. You know, so I think it's a great idea. I think they're already crushing it. I think it's going to kind of take them, like I said, to the next level. So we'll see what happens.
Yep. So I think, super, super cool company. I'll be excited to see where they're able to, how they're able to grow. I think like what they're going to be doing with this, or what they said is, our thesis hinges on a greater proportion of commerce dollars going through social messaging apps. You need to be always on and engaged 24/7. That's what customers expect. And ManyChat hits the nail on the head. So it's like, as soon as you send them a DM, it automatically sends a DM back. It can have this whole chat. And what they're going to be doing with this new money is enabling AI. So now you're going to be able to, the business will be able to chat with you. You'll give the, as the owner, you'll give the business the direction. Like for me with my podcast studio, I'd be like, hey, like, you know, chat with the customer and make sure that you're like always pushing them to like, or encouraging them to go book a session and trying to overcome any obstacles they might have. And, you know, encourage them to go book a time to come into our studio if, you know, they message us because they're interested, right? So personally, it's like a lot of effort for me to text people and call people that are leads for my business. And if I have, I'm actually setting up an AI thing right now that can do text messages, but I'll probably use many chats as well for the social media stuff. Saves you so much time. And even if it's only 50% good, which I think you probably get at 70% as good as a human, but it, even if it was only 50% good, it's going to make up because it's instantaneous. Whereas with me, if I'm really busy that day, I'm not calling any leads. And if I'm really busy that week, I'll go a whole week and all my Facebook leads for my podcast studio just don't get a call. And the next week I'll try to like catch up with them, you know, but this is, I think, a better way that you could actually get people on right away. So yeah, very, very cool. Hey, if you learned anything new about ManyChats, about the future of AI and marketing, make sure to subscribe over on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us a review on Apple or Spotify. We really appreciate them. Thanks so much for tuning in and make sure to subscribe to the Come join us in the AI Hustle School community. The link's in the description, and we would love to share our AI tips, tricks, and workflows that we don't share with anyone else. So be, go check them out over there. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?